Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for listening in. Those who are listening via my show page, thank you guys for listening. And those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening as well. Now, the calling number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Call into the show, weigh in on the topic, today's episode, show, whatever you want to call it. Call in. Let's talk. Now, today is, Wednesday, is hump day, or whatever you want to call it. And I hope you guys are having a great day. And I hope you guys are being safe. All right. Now, on tomorrow, I'm going to have a special show with a single mother. I'm going to do a show about a single mother. Tomorrow, we're going to have, I'm not going to say her name, but we're going to have a special guest on the show tomorrow for to kind of give people, you know, young kids an idea of what the life of a single mother is all about, okay? And at the same time, I just want to let you guys know that single motherhood is not all that bad, all right? I was raised by a single mother, and I think I turned out to be a nice, well-rounded young man. But there's a lot of help that's needed with a single mother as well. So when you start to think about different things and things start to happen, we're going to dive into that tomorrow. We're going to have her on the show, and she's going to give you guys a sneak peek view into the life, into her life as a single mother. That's tomorrow, 6:30 p.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show, 818-301-5834. If you guys are listening in on Blog Talk Radio, on my show page online, thank you guys for listening in. There's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that show. Set that up however you want where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. Also on Twitter and Facebook, if you have a Facebook account, go into your Facebook and type in the search box there, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And our show page should come up there to go ahead and do your thing on Facebook and become friends of the show. Also on Twitter, if you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. That way, whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? And, just a bit of news, guys, before I get into the show. Yesterday, I guess, and I don't follow this stuff a lot, but on yesterday they granted O.J. Simpson parole, but it was just parole on one of his accounts, on one of his counts, and he had. I think 4 or 5 counts against him, but he only got parole on one of his accounts, his counts. So he still have other counts to serve time for. He's still looking at at least a minimum of 4 more years in prison. So although he felt like he got a pass right there, it's really not. So he's still in some hot water here, okay? So that's a little bit of news about O.J. Simpson. Also in the news is George Zimmerman was pulled over by Texas State Patrol for speeding. And he had a firearm with him, but he got off with just a warning. And what seems to trouble me about that is that, I mean, I've got off with warnings before, okay? But I don't think I would have gotten off with a warning if I had a firearm in the car. Even though I have license for the firearm, I don't even understand. I don't even know if this Texas State Patrol even asked him for his permit to carry his firearm. I think he just opened the glove compartment and showed him that he had the gun and he have a permit for it. I don't even know if he looked at his permit to carry that gun. But I know that if it had been someone of color, there would have been a problem. Okay? And the only reason I'm saying this is because we have to be aware of what's going on. If you're not aware of what's going on, you're going to be in the system, you're going to be a part of the system, and you're going to be in trouble, and it's going to cost you money. Okay? So that's all I got to say about that. Now, today's episode is called The High Cost of Back to School, or The High Cost of Going Back to School. And I wanted to talk about this because I see different things on TV about this and that. Even the supposedly non-tax day for people that are going back to school is, that's the thing that I call the non-tax thing. You gotta look at that because it's not really non-tax. If you were to look at how much things cost nowadays, if you were to look at the cost of things nowadays, you'll know that it's the cost of things is not less. The reason they say no taxes because they'll raise the prices in order to take over for the tax. Okay, they'll raise the price in order to take over for the tax. You know, it's a big hit to go non-tax on your business. You go non-tax for a day, people come in and shop and buy all this stuff. Now, you still have to pay sales taxes on it as a business because you sold it. Okay? But the non-tax, they're not going to take that hit. Okay? So think about what you're doing, guys. It's a ploy to get you to come out and spend money. Okay? So the reason I wanted to do the high cost of going back to school is because it is. It's a high cost. It's a high cost for parents. It's a high cost for grandparents when their kids or grandkids are getting ready to go back to school. Now, I like to compare, okay? And again, the calling number is 818-301-5834. I like to compare old to new, like, or back in the day to the present. Back in the day when I was going to school, when I was coming up through school, as I got older, got into high school, I got less stuff, less things for back to school, as far as like clothes and things like that. My mom always bought, you know, paper and pencils and notebooks, this kind of stuff. Okay, my mom always bought that kind of stuff. But as far as clothes, shoes, and pants, and shirts, and things like that, coats, that wasn't something that she did. Now, when I was younger, elementary school and all, yeah, she took me shopping and went. She took me back to school shopping. We bought a few pair of pants and a few shirts. But we always bought the you know, paper and pencils and notebooks. All right? That's what I was interested in. Okay? I wasn't really interested in all the clothes and things like that, shoes. Okay, fast forward it to the present. I've got a 12-year-old and I have an 18-year-old. Okay, my 18-year-old's in her sophomore year. She's going into her sophomore year in college, and she needs stuff to go back to school. You guys wouldn't believe what my living room looks like there right now, as far as the things that she's accumulated or that she needs to get to take back to school. Okay, but I understand that. Because when I was in college, actually, when I was in college, I had an apartment. I had an off-campus apartment when I was in college. So, you know, having all this stuff to take back and into my apartment, that wasn't crucial for me. And as a young man, as opposed to a young woman, we aren't caught up into all this stuff. I don't know about your son or whatever that's going back to school, and I don't know about boys nowadays going back to school as compared to girls, but I know that my girl needs stuff to go back to school, okay? And I know that we have to go out and we have to buy this stuff because she needs a lot of stuff, and she'll be away from home. You know, she isn't commuting back and forth to home to school like she was doing when she was in school, in summer school, you know, just a few weeks ago. You know, that didn't cause because she was coming back and forth home. She was doing a commute. So that didn't cause. But now that she's going to college, there's a lot more things that she needs. Is going back to college, okay? And I must say that we have help because we have both grandparents on my mom's side. I'm on my mom's side, on my wife's side that, you know, helps out a lot financially. You know, they'll call them and say, I need some this and that to go back to school, and they'll take care of it. Now, the big stuff I have to take care of. But, you know, every little bit helps, right? But there's a high cost of that. And that's something that, you know, to be honest with you, wasn't budgeted, okay? So you just have to figure out how to buy it. And I've been living on a cash basis for the past 6 years. So everything that I do is cash. I don't have any credit cards. Got rid of my credit card. So I don't do anything on a credit card. Everything is cash. So I try to watch everything that happens, okay? But another reason I'm into this is because of my 12-year-old. My 12-year-old is in middle school. And, of course, she wants things to go back to school. She wants to look different going back to school. And I don't mind that. Except for the point that nowadays kids are into these shoes, Air Jordans, the latest LeBron shoes, the latest Dwayne Wade shoes, the latest Kobe shoes, the latest these shoes, that, and this. And these shoes are costing upwards of $200. I mean, she showed me a pair of shoes that were $220 for a pair of shoes. Now, when I was coming up, let's go back to the back in the day. When I was coming up, we wore a shoe called Pro Kids. And Pro Kids, they weren't leather, okay? They were canvas shoes. They weren't making leather shoes then. They started making leather shoes a few years later. But I believe a pair of pro kids would probably cost upwards of $30 back in my day. And the pro kids were nice shoes, white, clean, and you had your pair of pro kids, that was the deal. Now you got Air Jordans that cost over $200. They say every 10 years, a lot of stuff doubles in price. So if you go back, what, 30, 35 years, you start saying, okay, $30, $60, $90, I mean, $30, $60, $120, and then $200 and something dollars. So the trend is right there. The trend is right there as far as cost. But I'm not, and I put emphasis on not, buying a 12-year-old a pair of $220 shoes. I don't know about you. If you call into the show, 818-301-5834. We're talking about the high cost of back to school. Now, and the reason I talk about the shoes are because a pair of shoes, $220. Now, she doesn't even have any, we haven't bought jeans or shirts, none of that. Okay, so you're looking at $220 pair of shoes, and then you go out and buy jeans and shirts. You're talking about spending another, $300. We're talking about $500, $600 to go back to school. And for what? The way I see it, as far as my middle school student, you've got brand new shoes in your closet right now that you bought over the past year that you've only worn once or twice. Blows my mind the way kids do shoes now. They don't even go outside and play anymore. What's the deal with having these shoes? And you don't even use the shoes for what they're meant for. But you want to have the latest pair of Jordans. The first thing that people do now when they look at you is look down at your shoes to see what kind of shoes you're wearing. They aren't looking at you. They're looking at your shoes. Some kids have even died because they had on a pair of shoes and someone else wanted them. So that's a big problem today. And the high cost of going back to school is just a tremendous stress on the parents because it's not budgeted. Or maybe you haven't budgeted for that. Or maybe simply you just don't have it. But because your kid's asking for it, and you're giving them everything they want these days, you go grab your credit card and go out and buy this stuff, and put $500, $600, $700 on a credit card for them going back to school, and get this, you put $500 or $600 on a credit card, more on your credit card because your credit card is not empty, I guarantee. So you put $600, $700 more on your credit card, and they go through school that year, but you haven't paid off that $600, $700 on the credit card that you used for them to buy them those $200 pair of shoes and some clothes for back to school. So here the next year's coming around. Now they ready to go back to school again. They need more stuff. They want more stuff. So the cycle continues. When is it going to stop? When are you going to say no to this tremendous cost of shoes today? That is a backbreaker for a lot of people. It's a backbreaker for a lot of people. The cost of back to school. And like I say, I like to compare now to then when I was in school. When I was in school and coming up, you know, I could say, yeah, I want this and I want that. But that that really didn't mean anything, because my mom was going to buy me what she wanted me to have and what she could budget in to pay for, period. Okay? I wasn't going to go without shoes. I wasn't going to go without jeans or slacks or whatever and shirts for whatever. But nowadays, you go to the present now. That's all you're seeing on TV. Back to school. Come shop with us. Going back to school. Target, Walmart, and all these places. Back to school. Sucking these parents in, bringing them in, having them spend huge money. Huge money. For their kids to go back to school. You know, when they got a closet full of clothes, a closet full of shoes right now. But because they're asking for these high cost shoes and clothes, you go out and break your back to get that stuff. And it's not costing your kids. They could care less. But you're the one who's stressed about the money that it's costing to send your kids back to school. And I'm not talking about college students. I'm talking about high schoolers and middle schoolers and elementary school kids going back to school. And thank you guys for listening to the show. Today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your needs. Even today, they're doing IRS issues, if you have any, from the IRS, that they can help you with that. 770-732-0244. And again, thank you guys for listening to the show. I've had a blast. I hope you guys got something out of this show today. And maybe you'll say no to some of the things that your kid want for back to school, if it's going to cost you stress. You listen to the Frank Williams Show. I'm over and I'm out. Take care, guys, and be good.
About reaches my phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. You got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time?